Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beat buzzing with you today, talking dietary guidelines right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the market for high-quality, low-hour trucks, tractors, equipment, you can find them online right now at BigIron.com. There's another outstanding sale March 9th. First items will close out at 10 a.m. Central Time, so go to BigIron.com now. Make the phone calls to the owners of this equipment directly, ask your questions, and then place your bids. You're going to find over 40 trucks on this sale, including a 2004 Kenworth W900L semi, lots of tractors, two-wheel, four-wheel, mechanical front tractors. Planting season is only weeks away, and we've got 16 different planters on this sale, from John Deere to Great Plains to a Kinze planter to choose from. Lots of chemical, fertilizer, and ammonia equipment to get you into the fields as well. Well, a lot of late model, low hour stuff to choose from. As always, every item is up for grabs, unreserved to the highest bidder. There's never any buyer premiums or accessory fees. What you bid is what you pay. Go to BigIron.com now to make your selections of items you want to bid on and experience the power of BigIron.com.
Americans are not over-consuming beef. The dietary guidelines process brings together those who share the common goal of using scientific evidence to improve public health. America's farmers and ranchers share that same goal, and that's why they participate in the process by providing the scientific research related to beef. All Americans were able to submit comments to share their perspectives on the most recent dietary guidelines process. In total, more than 1,900 comments from public citizens, such as school children, mothers, researchers, and members of the food industry were submitted during this process. The beef industry, through efforts funded by Your Beef Checkoff, provided 11 sets of written comments and 2 sets of oral comments. Dr. Roger Clemens, USC School of Pharmacy, doctoral degree in nutrition and biological chemistry with an expertise in food science, tells us how the 2010 guidelines have changed from previous guidelines.
The previous guidelines were focused on a healthy America. The current guidelines focus on unhealthy America. That's the major message that we have here. As we look at parts of the dietary guidelines, it's clear we want less energy intake, more energy output, better selection of plant foods, and more dairy of fluid dairy products. And a part of the foods that we have now a protein products group, and the protein products group fits. We have beef, chicken, the whole poultry and fish, as well as legumes. Lean beef fits into the dietary pattern quite well.
One surprising fact that's come to light is that Americans eat less than 2 ounces of beef every day, well within dietary guideline recommendations. Dr. Clemens describes how and why America has become unhealthy and what steps are needed to be taken to get consumers back on the right track.
There's a lot of speculation, a lot of theories out there how we became unhealthy. Bottom line, really the single message we have here, we take in too much energy, we don't expend enough energy.
A 3-ounce serving of lean beef is not only an excellent source of 6 nutrients, including protein, zinc, vitamin B12, vitamin B6, niacin, and selenium, and a good source of 4 major nutrients, including phosphorus and choline, iron, and riboflavin. Lean beef, on average, provides just 154 calories and 2 grams of saturated fat. Moving forward, Dr. Clemens says that there's some ideas that he has on what the beef industry can do to influence positively the 2015 guidelines.
It's critical as the industry pursues research in the future and preparation for 2015 that it needs to be put in the scientific literature and peer-reviewed journals. If it doesn't, it will not get any credibility. And the next dietary guidelines will be reviewed by the National Institutes of Health. They don't have any food scientists. So it's incumbent upon to do the research and to communicate that research with credible people and get the consumers to understand that it can be part of a healthful diet.
Food scientist Dr. Roger Clemens, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's the Blackjack Angus Farms annual bull sale coming Saturday, March 12th, 12 noon, Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 67 performance-tested bulls, fall 2009 to spring 2010 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls with carcass and ultrasound data. 53 females will also sell, registered and commercial, Angus and Sim-Angus. For more information, contact the Grissom family, 405-382-7678. Blackjack Angus Farms, you can download the catalog at nationalcattle.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.